BAM Radio Network.
Welcome to Every Classroom Matters. This is Vicki Davis, the Cool Cat Teacher, and you're listening to the show for busy teachers everywhere about the best practices that matter. Let's get started.
Why would a teacher move from teaching English to teaching digital storytelling? Well, teacher Fred Haas from Massachusetts has done just that thing. Fred, welcome to the show, and tell us a little bit about why you decided to move from teaching English to digital media and digital storytelling.
You know, there was a number of factors that were part of it. I originally, before I was a teacher, I was a little bit of a latecomer to the teaching profession, and I have a Bachelor of Fine Arts in Theater, and I worked in the film industry a little bit before I actually made the switch to teaching. I always say that I worked in the film industry long enough to know that I didn't want to continue to work in the film industry. So I went into teaching, and English was the most natural corollary for all of the work that I had done previously and all of the study that I had done previously. But in some ways, I'm sort of coming full circle because I'm back to sort of how do you produce stories in multiple mediums that communicate powerfully. And so that was really one of the biggest allures, I think.
If I were a teacher, and, you know, of course, when we start the year, we meet with the parents and we kind of tell them what to expect. If I was a parent coming in and you were my child's teacher, what would you say my child was going to learn in your course, and why is digital storytelling important?
Well, first and foremost, I think more and more the ability to tell stories, the ability to share stories and that sort of narrative component is just incredibly important. Affords students the opportunity to be considerably more creative than simply responding to literature, as an example. But they're cultivating the stories, and it empowers them, because especially if they're personal stories, because you're basically sanctioning, you know, your story is important. What you have to share is important. And so I think on a fundamental level, that's a huge part. But then the other aspect of the class is, in, on some level, it's a sort of technology workshop. So, you know, the students are all afforded laptops, but we make a lot of assumptions about how well they can use them at the onset. And so by the time they get through my class, I think that they're definitively able to do far more with that device than they were prior to walking in the door.
So let's finish up with, how do your students publish and how do they have audience? Because audience is vital. So let's finish up with that.
Sure. They all come in the door and I get them set up to use blogs. So we use blogs as the basic platform for them to share. And we start with the blog. Everybody gets a blog. And then that's for publishing. So now the next challenge really is to help them learn how to promote what they're publishing. And for me to actually sort of leverage the teachers, educators, and the other students that I know to build an audience for all of those students. But, you know, building an audience and producing the product, those are two very different challenges.
They are, but, you know, it's interesting because even having an audience of one besides yourself does something for students. When they see one person has seen their video, it's fascinating to see how they respond and how much meaning goes into those videos.
Absolutely. Even the students just looking at each other's work, you know,
right,
repeatedly, it can be really powerful.
Well, Fred, thanks for sharing with us today. And I hope that all of you will remember that video is the modern essay. How are you having your students tell digital stories? And are you making room in your curriculum for this? And there are systems and methods for all of this process that you can find online. And as you learn about it, this is something that all of us can do. So thanks for listening, and thank you, Fred, for being with us today.
You've been listening to Every Classroom Matters. I'm Vicki Davis, the Cool Cat Teacher, and I'm here to help. So give me a shout-out on Twitter. And thank you for making the best practices here on Every Classroom Matters part of your busy day.
This program is produced by Accretive Media for the BAM Radio Network. Thanks for listening.